Hello, you're listening to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager, and here is the latest news from the world of Omniglot on Sunday, the 10th of April, 2022. This week, there are new pages about Gogo, or Chigogo, a Bantu language spoken mainly in the Dodoma region in central Tanzania. Kuria, or Igi Kuria, a Bantu language spoken in Tanzania and Kenya. And Gusi, or Ekegusi, a Bantu language spoken mainly in Kenya and also in Tanzania. There are two new writing systems for Karbi, a Sino-Tibetan language spoken in northern India. These are Arleng, or the Karbi alphabet, which was created by Sarte Teron Milik, and Karbi Meklik, which was invented by Ripu Rahang. There's a new constructed script for Malay called Humaira, which was invented by Abdul Latif Hamidin and is based on the Jawi or Arabic script for Malay. There are new numbers pages in Lakota and Dakota, which are Siouan languages spoken in parts of the USA and Canada, and in Gusii, a Bantu language spoken in parts of Kenya and Tanzania. There's a new Omniglot blog post this week called Dawning, which is about the Dutch word uitdaging, which means challenge, and related words in English and Scots, such as dawning, dawn, and door, as in jackdaw. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language is spoken in the southwest of China. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Kosrayan, or Kosrae, a Micronesian language spoken in Kosrae State in the Federated States of Micronesia. And it sounds a bit like this. The Celtiadia post this week is about words for dough and related things in Celtic languages. And the Adventure in Etymology looks into the origins of the word anniversary. As yesterday was my birthday, or the anniversary of my birth, and anniversary is etymologically more interesting than birthday. And I wrote a new song this week, or at least I wrote the words. I haven't come up with a tune for it yet. It goes something like this. Lost in a good book is where I like to be, sitting in a comfy chair with a cup of tea. Whether reading or listening, it's all the same to me, fact or fiction, drama or fantasy. Whatever the weather, wherever I roam, if I have a book, I'm never alone. I could read all day and all through the night, and then read some more as long as there's light. Just one more chapter, or maybe two or three, and then I'll be with you. Just wait and see. You can find a transcript of this news and links to all the pages mentioned at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/omniglot. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.